The jury has found Senator Ted Stevens, the U.S. Senate's longest-serving Republican, guilty on all seven counts of making false statements on his financial disclosure forms. Prosecutors had accused Stevens of failing to report that a close friend of his in Alaska did many thousands of dollars of gifts and favors totaling $250,000 to Stevens' house in Girdwood, Alaska. There was extensive renovation to that house. It was jacked up. Another story was added, a deck, a garage, decks all the way around, a metal staircase, and other furniture, stained glass windows, a barbecue. All of these things the government said Stevens failed to report for 2001 through 2006 on his financial disclosure forms under Senate rule. Senators, prosecutors had alleged, are required to report any gifts and favors, and he didn't do it. Now, Senator Stevens said he didn't report this because he didn't know he was getting all these gifts and favors, that he paid all the bills that came to him and his wife, and that he didn't realize a lot of this was being done because he was in the house only a dozen or so days out of the year. But clearly the jury did not buy that. In this trial that I must state, David, has been very strange from the beginning, and the odd things about this trial continued right up until today when another juror was added after a juror last week had a death in the family and an alternate juror had to be put on in her place. Now, once she came on this morning, this verdict came very fast. The jury probably deliberated no more than 10 or 12 hours last week. And then we got this verdict just today, just within the last few minutes. Now, it comes 8 days before Senator Stevens has to stand for re-election in Alaska. He had hoped to get this verdict before the election, and he got it just before the election. And political experts up there, as you know, have been saying that even if he had been acquitted, it would have been tough for him because he's in a very tight race with the mayor of Anchorage, Alaska, the Democrat Mark Begich. So a guilty verdict will be very difficult for him politically. Now, there'll be many grounds for the government, for his lawyers to appeal, because the government had all sorts of problems during this case. The judge publicly criticized the government in the courtroom in front of the jury for failing to follow some fair trial rules for turning over evidence. But again, Senator Ted Stevens has been found guilty on all seven counts of filing misleading financial disclosure statements, David.